From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the screening process for the next U.S. president's cabinet is underway. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, President-elect Donald Trump's choice for attorney general, defended his civil rights record today, telling a congressional hearing that he understands the tortured history of voting rights for blacks in the United States. Sessions, the first of Trump's cabinet nominees facing a Senate confirmation hearing this week, assured Senate colleagues on the Judiciary Committee that he would lead aggressive enforcement of U.S. voting laws without hindrance or discrimination and to ensure the integrity of the electoral process. A handful of protesters briefly shouted their opposition to Sessions' appointment in the Capitol Hill hearing room, with police struggling to drag them out. But after pausing, Sessions, a conservative four-term senator, vowed to uphold laws protecting minorities and lesbians, gays, and transgender people, even if he had at various times during 20 years as a lawmaker voted against the legislation they supported. Sessions was also asked what he would do if President-elect Donald Trump asked him to do something that he viewed to be against the law.
Mr. Chairman, I think Attorney General should first work with the president. Hopefully that Attorney General would have the confidence of the president and avoid a situation that would be unacceptable. I do believe that if Attorney General is asked to do something that's plainly unlawful, he cannot participate in that, he or she, and that person would have to resign ultimately before agreeing to execute a policy that the Attorney General believes would be unlawful or unconstitutional.
The hearing for Senator Sessions continues. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say a twin suicide bombing in Kabul Tuesday killed more than 30 people and wounded some 80 others. Witnesses say the insurgents targeted a convoy of officials leaving Parliament office. The death toll is likely to rise. Top security officials, civilians, and parliamentarians are said to be among the victims. Initial reports say a suicide bomber blew himself up near Parliament offices in the Darulaman area of the city moments before another bomber detonated his explosive-laden vehicle in a bid to maximize casualties. Witnesses saw rescue workers and private citizens transporting victims to area hospitals, but routine evening traffic jams hampered that movement. The Taliban instantly claimed responsibility, saying the attack killed and wounded dozens of people. The insurgent group often issues inflated casualty toll for such attacks. Barack Obama closes the book on his presidency Tuesday with a farewell speech in Chicago that will try to lift supporters felled by Donald Trump's victory. Obama's last trip on Air Force One will be a pilgrimage to his adoptive hometown, where he will address a sellout crowd not far from where he accepted the presidency 8 years ago. First Lady Michelle Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and his wife Jill Biden will come along for the ride. Obama's cross-country trek would be a sentimental trip down memory lane were it not slap-bang in the middle of a tumultuous presidential handover. It produced comments on the White House website, meaning there is production music in the background as Mr. Obama talked about his farewell speech.
The two things I take away from this office are, number one, that change can happen, that the system will respond to ordinary people coming together to try to move the country in a better direction. And the second thing I'll take away from this experience is the fundamental goodness of the American people, all of whom are pouring their heart and soul into making their communities work better, supporting their families, moving this country forward, keeping us safe. It gives you a lot of confidence about our prospects for the future.
The lead speechwriter, Cody Keenan, said the address will be about Obama's vision for where the country should still go. You can hear full coverage of President Obama's farewell speech on VOA beginning at 0200 UTC Wednesday. Russia rejects U.S. intelligence claims that it interfered in the presidential election won by Donald Trump. And a spokesman says proposed legislation threatening U.S. sanctions are an attempt to further harm relations between the two countries. Reuters reports Senators John McCain, Ben Cardin, and Robert Menendez are preparing to introduce a bill to impose comprehensive sanctions.
That's the latest world news from VOA.